Yeah.
No.
Schwamagon. There, I said it, and I'm glad. I'm just saying, why not spell it that way? The French, I know the French, don't tell me. Schwamagon, of course, is an Ojibwe word for not another Nelson. Thank you very much. Great to be up here. We're in the Big Top, Chautauqua. Another one of those words you can't spell because of the French. That's great to be here up in up north, as we call it, right on the banks of the big one, the big lake, big old lake, Superior. I mean that one. Hello? Is this on? I guess you knew all this already. You knew where we were, basically. Just outside of Bayfield, which we're not allowed into. The 611, I guess it is now, 611, and it stays that way by executive fiat. I mean, even they let people, if someone leaves, then you can go in. You have three people.
That's right.
Can go in. If they're down to 608, then you allow in three. anyone here is not a Nelson? Just out of curiosity. No, you have to applaud if you're not a Nelson. All right. Now, applaud if you are a Nelson. Whoa. Where are they? All the Nelsons are out. I can't believe it. Any Johnsons? Ericksons? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, times change, I guess. I don't know where they are. Nice to be way back up north here. This is great. I actually was very nearly an ultimate major at Northland. I'd take a double major there in environmentalists-isms and ultimate. It's great to be up here. I would have been an environmentalist, actually, but I'm an agoraphobe. And it's all outdoors. That's the only problem I have. I could do like inner environments because is there an inner environmentalist, someone who looks inward instead of outward?
Psychiatrist?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I could have been. Sigurd Olsen, I know, is from around here, and he started that whole trend. I couldn't find. He's not a Nelson, so I don't pay any attention to him. Olsen and Johnson, yes. I wanted to live in Bayfield, but you know they don't keep you in. I was surprised that looking at the stats on Bayfield and trying to get citizenship there one time, they said it's 0.06% Pacific Islander. So, one of the Nelsons married a Samoan. That's all I can think of, because he'd be like one. Does that ring a bell for anyone? No? Okay. All right. Gateway to the Apostle Islands. Beautiful Apostle Islands, ladies and gentlemen. All 22 apostles are out there. 22 apostles. How did they get them all in the painting is what I want to know. St. Raspberry, St. Otter, St. Bear. St. Cat, St. Bearcat, St. Madeline, all of them. St. Stockton. Stockton Island, scene, of course, of the famous 1973 first wife tornado on the beach camping experience. Yeah. Yeah. We had, tornado 73. That was wife number one there. It was our anniversary. I don't think that was auspicious. Do you? Saved by a Boy Scout troop that happened to be on the island. So I have history here. And of course, Madeline Island, a refuge for Nelsons tired of the mainland living. We're building codes that are more like suggestions. What's a building suggestion? Walls would be nice. A ceiling is not unheard of. You even got the St. John's burned down church there. we're hoping. I was hoping to get up here in time for the blindfolded dinghy race. Yeah, no, that was it. Because I've got just the dinghy for it, and I'm not sure. I know you end up at the burned down cafe, but I'm not sure what it is involved in there. 8 different Indian nations were up here. It wasn't settled until the Casino Wars of 1883. The bad one. Then, of course, that Polish sailor, Maslowski, washed up, discovered the beach. He was with Copernicus, I think. I'm not sure that fleet when they sailed around the world or something. Four flags over Ashland alone and many more sheets to the wind, I'll tell you that much. Ordock, one of the wonders of the modern world, that Ordock there. And that's itching for Casino Pier. You know, or bring it over here and then, you know, you wouldn't need the ferry. You just, I think it would reach to the island. The Ordock is almost that far out. I'm just thinking out loud here. Big Top here, of course, left behind by the insane clown posse many years ago before they disappeared. Used to, actually, this was the Northwest Passage, you know, up here that they kept talking about. Yeah, that's true. We are not actually, though, currently in the northernmost part of Wisconsin. That would be the bill of the cap of a guy leaning off the end of a dock in Cornucopia. That is right now trying to see in the water there, you know, so he's looking to see what's in there. Cornucopia, of course, the Indian name for giant kielbasa. Big news, all the news that isn't from up here is, of course, the biggest thing is the mine. They want to build that mine there. And it's not so bad they want to do a mine there, but it's going to be Bob Jauch's new district. Just covers that hole there. It's kind of southeast of Ashland. Redistricting, you know. They thought he'd like that. Of course, I believe the Chinese are behind it. Because who's, see, there, everyone's nodding, yep, see, that's what I'm saying, because we're a taconite, you know, we don't use that anymore, even in this country. That's going, and they're going to actually dig the hole, and they're keep going right through to China and run little carts right down there, right to China to deliver that stuff, you know, right from melon, right from melon to China. Whatever the counterpart of melon is in China is on the other end of that tunnel there, and so it's controversial. I'm not sure that's a good thing. Governor Walker, of course, wants the mine because then he can add 2 billion Chinese to his job count. Which is currently at 37, I might add. Including the cronies. That's including the cronies. He promised 250,000.
Yeah.
So the Chinese would be having like that. The governor, I guess, also is looking at a loon season in Wisconsin. I don't know. That's the latest. Well, you voted for it. That's what you voted for. You can say it's overreach. I say you voted for it. There's going to be a loon season, and it's going to draw in a lot of tourists here. It's a job maker. Loon season. Someone's got to go out and collect them. And then we can make it sporting, like only shoot them when they're diving. And they taste just like eagle, is what I heard. So, you know, this. Okay. Any luck, they'll start digging and find a snail darter or something, and they won't be able to do it. In other news now from around the state and around the world and around here, the Packers are now saying that only Packers will be allowed to pack in the Lambeau Field, so, because by definition they're Packers. Let's just hear. Okay, I don't know what that is. U.S. Representative Sean Duffy says it's not a bus, it's a mobile office. And no, we can't drop you at the budget lot. It sure beats the lousy 98 Caravan he's been driving with those 6 kids in it. Okay, never mind that either. We'll get that out. Paulie Ryan has a bus. No one says anything about that. Just doesn't have his license yet because his mom won't. And now with taking away her Medicare, he's not going to get nothing from her, I'll tell you that. The DNR is announcing it's stocking state restaurants with 3 million walleye. They've decided to cut out the middleman and go right to the restaurants. They're fingerlings. You got to eat a lot of them. Okay, in other news, another Walker bill that we didn't know was in the bill, the pothole liability. You've probably heard about this. Walker has eliminated pothole liability. Now it's back to the owner of the axle. Shifted it back there. Okay, anyhow, then let's see what else we got here. Daily regional bus service is returned now to Ashland, all the way to Washburn. No return scheduled as yet, but that'll be next. Ashland's mayor, who is actually it's a religious post now. It's the first Christian mayor. It's not actually officially. It's a church post in Ashland. He wants to close the town. He would change the name of the town to Ash Wednesdayland. You know, and rake in the seasonal business that would bring in. So that's what I understand. And Bayfield news, as soon as we have any, we'll have it for you. Jeff Eccles, I can tell you that, seems to be living somewhere in Texas. And his sister is still running the pottery. There. Yeah. Okay. Got lots more here. Don't go away. Plenty more to come here. I'm not going to do that one, though. Lois Nelson over at the paper reminds you it's tick season again, and it's best to go naked and greased into the woods if you have to. And she says to let her know what time you'll be there. Lois Nelson. St. John's there on the island is practically begging someone to come and fix, quote, the old roof. They're trying to make it, it's a Tom Sawyer kind of thing. The pastor put a thing, see it in the paper there? Can't someone go out there and fix their roof already? Because Godspell is coming soon, and if it rains on Jesus, it's bad for the congregation. Okay, so just keep that in mind as I'm saying. Get out there and fix the roof already so he doesn't have to write that in the paper anymore. Let's see, we got the grads. Bayfield High, I'd like to say congratulations to the grads. 50% Nelsons. Amelia Jane Nelson, daughter of Greg and Penny Nelson. Mia, yes? Are they here? No? Okay. Mia will be attending UW-Platteville for animal science with emphasis in pre-vet med. Very good. This summer she'll be working for Jim and Heather Zenk at the Island Inn and helping her mother. Kiana Storm Bear, who is not a Nelson, yet, will be attending Bemidji State University in the fall for pre-vet med. So there's a pre-vet med trend, I would say, among the graduates. 50% of them are actually... Trey LaRouche... Thune, I believe. Thune? 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 Yes. A son of Jeff Thune and Regina LaRouche. Since he's completed high school in January, he's been to Madison and Monroe. So things are looking up there. I don't know about the Monroe part, but most likely I'll be in Madison saving money to get a van. In the following year, I plan on living in Milwaukee, working and forming a punk rock band. Yes. Only time will tell where I'll be after that, but I plan on traveling across the states and eventually to Central America. Cool. And Harrison Lee Nelson, son of Ronnie Nelson and Kelly Nelson, Northern Michigan University in Marquette for business and risk management. There's a lot of Nelsons in risk management, so he's going to be good at that. This summer, Harrison will be working for Nelson Construction, hosting at the pub at night and running his own boat cleaning business because he is that awesome. I guess you get to write your own little statements here. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Let's see. The La Pointe Town Board actually has recommended against expanding Big Bay Town Park for the following reasons. Wait a minute, I got to take off these things to read this. Consideration of the present character and quality of the area, disturbances attracting increased visitors, which would cause density issues, the expansion was not a part of the park and rec plan, little respect for nature, short-term economic gain, the expansion would not be considered low-impact growth, many of the neighborhood property owners were opposed to the expansion, and it's been grandfathered use. Okay, there are more, but that's all I could get in the short term. So that's not expanding, don't count on it. Another all the up north hay news that isn't, the National Guard was called in on the inline skating marathon due to a large number of older bucket list skaters, some of whom were never up on them before, but it went off okay, I guess. The Daily Press admits real people, real news is not entirely true, as some people were made up and nothing much happened to them either. All right, and due to criticism of his car rental, thing up there. Representative Sean Duffy will haul constituents in a rickshaw from harbor to harbor. So that's the next thing. He's getting rid of the van, the bus, and going to the rickshaw. The Bayfield Town Council will vote to extend the flags on the hydrants another foot. So they're going up another foot on the hydrants, flags. It was either that or lower the sidewalks. The new WPR tower can irradiate fish as far as Raspberry Island, they've discovered. So they really upped the power on that baby. It is a translator, however, so it all will be in Spanish. You know, really, all I want this trip is a Lumberjills T-shirt before I leave here. Preferably on a Lumberjill, yes. let's see. The click it or stick it is being enforced in Bayfield County by the police. So watch out for that. In the bigger Wisconsin picture, a new day in Wisconsin says the only smoke in taverns is gun. Who would have thunk we'd see the day? Police report we have from the Ashland Police Department, report of a man hitting house walls with a hammer. That used to be known as home repair, you know. I don't see why you would. Report of possibly intoxicated female sitting in one of Family Video's flower pots. Report of nurse stolen, purse stolen. Report of newborn fawn, this is at 129. Newborn fawn on east side of Bay Terrace. Update. They have updates on this police report. I love it. Update. Caller advised not to touch it as mom would come for it. However, several people were about to approach it, so an officer was sent to the scene to keep an eye on it. 141, report of a bicycle theft. It goes on. Where are we here now? Lumberjacks will be allowed concealed carry during events. That's the latest. And boy, those axes can hurt if you don't put them in your pants right now. Liquor sales be permitted in Wisconsin theaters, so you can shoot back at the screen. That's the coolest thing. We're a pretty darn cool state these days. Powerball tickets go to $2 as Walker takes our last scrap of dignity. Bayfield okays beds, but no breakfasts. You're lucky to get that, sucker. Gospel singers here are needed at the big top here, so you can take a closer walk with Jerry Phillips. 715-779-3949, okay? Yes. And bring your little light with you. Senior nutrition looks like Polish sausages on Tuesdays in Ashland, Bayfield, and Washburn. Your best bet. Meatloaf and cable, same day. Spanish rice on Wednesday in Red Cliff. Chicken and pork chops Friday at Bad River. For sure. That's a must eat. Here's another thing. You can pick your own landscaping chips. That's a good idea, you know. 715-373-2802, so check that out. The town of Drummond has a crack ceiling contract. Enough said. Rent-a-husband, I couldn't help but notice, I don't know who's behind this, but attic to basement, rent-a-husband. That includes some other rooms, sure. Too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Inside or out, quality is behind our name, large or small. Rent-A-Husband does it all so you can relax and enjoy life. Insured and references. You want the number? It's right above Wiener Decorating. They think of everything nowadays, don't they? Might be the same guy, right? You know, I bet it is. In Highbridge. Probably the same guy. What else here? Anything else? The winning entry for the toothpick bridges. Jim Marsh and Jan Stelzmas. Yeah, that. Stelzmas Zekis. Washburn fifth graders recently completed their toothpick bridge project. They worked in teams to research, design, finance, and construct the bridges. And then they tried to connect to the island, but unfortunately that didn't work out quite as well. There are not enough toothpicks to reach the island, but that was very nice. You can pick up some homegrown broiler chickens and two 32-inch TVs for $50 each. 715-373-2772. Glassware and most equipment to start a business, although it doesn't say which business it is. Anyone know what the business, the glassware for the business? They should say what the business is when they're offering you glassware. Right. The Ashland Daily Press admits it's not all your world in 5 minutes. There's a very nice king mattress and a very nice and clean split queen box. The Yule store in Bayfield is still charging full price. Now, I don't... All right, a Christmas store all year round, right? So it's never out of season, so you never have to drop the, you know... Because you wait for December 26th, you wait for that day because then all the ornaments drop. I mean, literally drop. I mean, half price on everything. That's pretty much it. That's all... Oh, just this one last thing now, Oh, no, I said that one already. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much for being here. It was the Bob Jock joke.